Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. And this week, we are focused on the answer to a very important question. Can guilty sinners get to heaven? And the answer is no. We need a savior. We need someone to rescue us from our sin, someone to take away the punishment that we deserve for breaking God's rules, rebelling against him, doing what we want to do. We also need someone to save us from the control of sin in our lives now. Jesus does both of those things. He took the punishment we deserve when he died on the cross so that now anyone who turns away from their sin and puts their trust in Jesus gets adopted into his family and gets rescued from their sin, from the control of sin in our lives here on earth, and from the punishment of sin that we deserve forever. We're going to talk about that some more today after this weird, weird joke of the day.
Hey, Clara.
Hey, Jack.
Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
He passed away.
Hey, kid. Wake up and listen to this story. There was once a child who couldn't swim, but he loved to be in the pool. He loved to play on that rope that divides the deep end from the shallow end. You know, the one that's got like the floating things all along it, and it's fun to hang on to it and be like a monkey hanging upside down. He loved to do that. The problem was, just on the other side of that rope, the water was over his head and he couldn't touch the bottom. One day he was playing on the rope right between the shallow end and the deep end, and he lost track of which side he was on. He couldn't remember. He thought he was on the shallow side. He let go of the rope and he realized that he couldn't touch the bottom anymore. He was in trouble. He needed help. So he screamed out for help, for someone to rescue him, and a lifeguard leapt into action. He jumped into the pool. He saved the boy. But as soon as the lifeguard got back to his lifeguard chair, he noticed that boy who couldn't swim was already on the wrong side of the rope. He let go and he tried to stand up just like before. And when the kid realized that the water was over his head, he cried out for help. The lifeguard jumped in and pulled him to safety. And then it happened again and again and again, over and over and over again all day. There was nothing the lifeguard could do. The boy wouldn't stay rescued, so he had to save him again and again and again. Listen, it's important that you understand this is not how things work when you are saved by Jesus. We've been talking this week about the fact that we all need a Savior to save us from the punishment we earned for our sin and to save us from the control of sin in our lives. Today, I want you to know that once Jesus saves you, he saves you forever. That doesn't mean you will never sin, but it does mean you will never be punished forever for your sin. And it does mean that God will never leave you to be completely controlled by sin. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This means that the life when we get, when we turn away from our sin and trust Jesus to save us, it's a life that lasts forever. That's what everlasting life means. It's a life that lasts forever. And it begins the very second, the very moment you become a child of God. 2 Timothy 1:10 says this about our Savior Jesus. It says, our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. See, Jesus defeated death, so we don't have to spend forever dying. And Jesus showed us the way to have a better life by turning away from our sin, putting our trust in him. We're adopted into his family. We have him living inside of us. And now we're not controlled by sin. This is a better life. And that better life is a life that lasts forever. That verse called it immortality. That's what immortality means, to be alive forever. That's what Jesus gives to the people he rescues. Immortality, being alive forever. So we don't have to fall into the trap of feeling like we have to be rescued over and over again. Instead, we can get on with the business of living our lives to glorify God, just like we were created to do.